Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Service Without Excuses podcast. So glad you're able to join us tonight. We appreciate it. If you haven't gotten a chance, go to iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, and you can, of course, subscribe to our channel. We also want to thank our sponsor, Sotellus, sotellus.com. They are the Cadillac of review management software. I use them personally in my own business. It's really great to be able to capture your customers' video testimonials when they are really, really excited about the outstanding job you actually did for them at that time. So make sure you get a chance, go visit sotellus.com. You can also mention Rob M. Lyon too as well, and they'll give you a couple little extras for it. So thank you so much again for being here tonight. I have a gentleman that's been an icon in the industry for many, many years, and he probably doesn't like that name or label, but many people that I've talked to have given it to him. So his name is Larry Cooper. He's been in the cleaning restoration industry for more than 40 years, if I'm correct on that. So you got me drowned. I'm 25 plus, but I'm not quite there yet. And Larry has run for many years the biggest trade show and exhibition in the cleaning and restoration industry. He knows it inside and out, and he collectively does or did two of these a year before some things had changed with the COVID and some craziness that, you know, has been beyond everybody's control. But Larry has become a gracious guest with us this evening to explain about the experience. I know many people are listening to this podcast will be going to this conference, and I want to get the name and word out there as much as possible, way even beyond that. So, Larry, welcome. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your past, sir.
Hey, thank you, Rob. It's great to be with you and all of your listeners. We have been working pretty hard for about 3.5 months. Trying to put together a show. It's been a long time. We missed all of 2020. It's pretty remarkable that in September 2019, we had our largest, best show, I think, ever. And it just flowed really well. And we had 5 tracks of education, the largest trade show we'd ever have. And we had a pool party out at the Paris Hotel pool featuring the band Kansas. And we went from there to zero, so pretty amazing. I started in the cleaning business when I was 15 years old, and I've been involved in the industry 45 years, amazingly enough. And I've been very blessed and very fortunate to have met a lot of great people who have mentored me over the years and really helped give me a vision of what the industry could be. And my cleaning business thrived in the Denver, Colorado area. We had 3 offices, and we offered carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, hard surface floor cleaning, and then water damage, fire damage, mold remediation, trauma scene cleaning. And I had a rug cleaning plant, and then I had a division that did carpet inspections. So I love the industry, or I would have been out of it a heck of a long time ago, because it's a lot of work. But I have not left the industry because I have a goal, which is to raise the bar in our industry as high as we possibly could conceive of it being, and bring educational programs to the masses and not have any barriers for education. That's why we charge so little for our programs. And so we've been very blessed to have amazing partners at our shows, and I believe some of the best educators in the world, you know, are part of our teaching team that come back to every show. And we're just really looking forward to putting on a show in Charleston. So I built up my cleaning restoration business. We were doing about $2.5 million, sold it around 1990, and started these conventions soon afterwards. And the experience name came about because of what our show is built on. So we actually knew that classroom education is wonderful, but I'm one of those guys that goes in the classroom and sits there with one eye open and it's going in one ear, and sometimes it doesn't even make it that far. And, but I listened and I tried my hardest to learn. And then what I found was if I took that information right away and I tried to apply it hands-on, the bell went off. I got it. I could run it. I could do it. I could apply it to my business immediately. And so that's where the name Experience came from, is our show is built on classroom education, hands-on education, and then also putting the latest tools, devices, and information in our attendees' hands and let them try it. And then all of a sudden, something changes with the way that they're learning. And so that's really worked very well. And, you know, the greatest compliment I hear very often is, you know, I've been coming to your show for 6, 7, 10 years, whatever it is, and I have grown my business based on what I've learned at the show. You have helped me build my business. And that's fantastic. So that's what my goal is, and I continue to work that way.
You know, I think it's really critical. I'm just thinking about this. This show started almost, well, basically pre-internet, if I'm standing correctly on this.
Oh, you are.
So we're going back to a time where you would only have a couple times a year, predominantly 2 times a year, to come to one of your conferences, one of the Experience, both Vegas and somewhere on the Eastern Seaboard, to talk to your fellow restorers. Other than that, you'd have to use this device called a telephone, which has now become a computer. It's not a telephone anymore. It's our PDA, so to speak, if you can go back far enough to understand what that means. And back then, you would have to get all this information there and wait for it. Only twice a year, maybe some publications, different things. Now you can find out all this information. I'm looking at it, the Experience Online, the Experience University I see now as well. So you have a ton of information that is out there that people can follow through on. So it's not just you did it, you went there, it's overwhelm, I'm going back home, and I forgot most of it. They now have the ability through technology to follow through on these things. Yes, like you, I take a lot of notes. I have this book right here, and I know he's going to be at your event, Howard Partridge. He's actually going to be a guest coming up before the trade show. I'm a fan of Howard's. I love him. I've sent my crews out there in the past to Texas, and his big thing is implementation and getting things done. Well, now you have the ability to take the stuff you learn at these trade shows and now follow up through the online platform as well to exceed your experience of the experience, so to speak. You have the ability to learn from what that is. And I think that's really huge going forward. You have both the mediums of mass impact and then the ability to continue to learn from that. But I'm also seeing all these instructors, these incredible instructors and people and industry veterans have been there since I started. And, you know, even when I was working for a franchise, I knew who some of these people were. And we didn't have much contact with the outside world, so to speak. But I did know of a number of these people. And I've actually taken Barry Costa's class. And I know Bill Yaden very, very well. He just did a little write-up for my book. And it was, just an incredible cast of people that you have coming to this event. It's remarkable. I can't wait to go personally. I'm going with a crew of people that are also excited about going. Many of them have already been there. So their lack of, you have never been there? Are you kidding me? Do you know what you're missing?
I was going to say that too.
I'm finding them out. You know, I've been to a lot of conventions. They've been more business building and marketing conventions. They've been more outside of the industry. A couple little shows we talked about with Jim and Lee Pemberton in the past, but I've spent a lot of my time with the crazy library behind me going to everything that's cousin. And it was a great education, but there is no education better than learning from scratch from people that are doing what you want to do. Maybe they're doing things better that you're not quite sure of.
Well, and that's absolutely right. But I got to tell you, the most valuable thing you will get out of our show is being there in person and meeting all of these instructors, all who want to help you, and networking with all the attendees. When there's, you know, thousands of people there that are in your industry and you have so much in common, you can't help but network and talk about your business. And I tell you what, I learned so much from all the attendees and what's going on and new processes, new technology, new science. It's great. It really is something that pushes your momentum ahead. And it also kind of revitalizes our attendees to go back and be supercharged in their business to go at it again. But you're right, man. I'm so blessed to work with all these incredible people. And I met so many of them through the IICRC. When I was chair of the standards committee for 20 years, I met everybody in the industry. It was phenomenal. I really had a great, great job. And I'm just happy to be able to bring their level of incredible teaching skills to our show.
Yeah, it truly is miraculous. Now, I know obviously people have had some concerns about going out and meeting with people in person, but I can tell you as a person that's been out, been exposed to many people in our company, we take precautions just like many people that are listening to this podcast. They have their technicians out there in some PPP of some sort, maybe disinfecting their equipment, or you want to call it sanitizing your equipment, doing some precautionary things. And I know you're doing a lot of that too as well at that. I really believe that if you take normal everyday safety precautions, your masks, if you need to just use common sense, so to speak. It is common sense. It's not learned. It's given from birth. So you have it and you have the ability to use it to make wise judgments. One of those judgments would be just this right here, coming to a conference like this where you're going to learn it. I know there's people that have used an online platform saying it's going to be just fine. I can get their information across online. That's good enough. It's not. It's not the same thing. It's nowhere near the interaction. It's nice. It's great information. I've been a person that have gone to a lot of seminars and a lot of events, and I have a lot of stuff downloaded on here. If I tell you I get more from on here than there, then I'm lying to you to your face. There's nothing like an experience live and molding and talking and learning from others right there. You're going to get questions answered from the colleagues, like you said, that you're never going to get online without maybe reading a random post somewhere. You're not going to get that. Tell some of our listeners about some of the new interesting things. I cheated a little bit here. I did listen to Eric's podcast to get some of the information about some of the people, some of the new stuff that's going to be there is remarkable, not just in the cleaning industry, but from a standpoint of using UV technology and ways to actually cut down and eliminate viruses within seconds of touching a surface, if I'm correct saying that.
Well, you are, and let me just back up one second. We never thought we would be in a position where we needed to provide a safe environment like we are now. And so we've hired a company to build an app for us. Everybody knows who Clear is at the airport.
Absolutely.
That's who built our app. And so we'll just ask the basic CDC health questions. And then when you walk in the door, we'll take temperature of every person walking in the door. And so once we have you in, it's all touch free. And we're just looking forward to those things. The other thing I'll mention is we're going to be wearing bracelets, and we're going to have red, yellow, and green bracelets. And people choose their comfort level of what color they want. Red means I'm cautious. I want to be cautious 6 feet apart, please. Yellow means I'm little cautious, but I'm feeling pretty good about where I am, what's going on. I'm being safe. But green basically means that, you know, I'm fine. Let's elbow bump or whatever else. I've had my shot, or I've had COVID, or I just am protecting myself well. Don't worry about it. And so they're making those decisions. Now, this new technology you're talking about came to me in an amazing way. One of my past exhibitors who I tried my best. I try to help all my exhibitors be successful. I mean, they're my customer. And this particular exhibitor, I worked hard to make him successful in his company. And he always, you know, thanked me for it. But then 9 months ago, he gives me a call and says, look, I left that company. I'm working for this guy. And he invented this new technology. And I'd like to come show it to you with him. I'm like, wow, fantastic. Thank you. So they show up at my door, and we spent half a day talking, because what he was telling me was opening my eyes to a place I'd never thought of before. So the technology was designed about almost 10 years ago for the Army and Navy for their ships for black water. And he's using light energy, which is UV light. And if you've heard of UVC, probably you have. This is several levels above UVC. And he built an algorithm and a pulse with the light. And whatever the heck this all is, the Navy's telling us it kills virus and bacteria in 3 to 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And so he's bringing me some backpacks to use at the show so that we can use, it's like a wand, but it's really a light bulb. And we're going to use it on all the surfaces and in the air, all the classrooms, the lobby, and in the trade show hall to try to work with this. And we're going to do some experiments with it and see what the results are also. But we're fascinated by it, obviously. And then he took it two steps further, which I was really thankful for. This will be the first time he's ever exhibited anywhere.
Wow.
They're going into production this month. So they'll be at the show with a couple of booths with several doctors there to explain the technology. They're going to speak on our program and present the technology. And then they're going to go to the flood house and they're actually going to do some live demonstration there as well. And so we're just, you know, happy as can be that something like this is coming along. And what I call it is a game changer, because think about what hospitals could do. Think about all the activities where there's large numbers of people, hotels, even in our own homes. What's the possibility of using this type of light technology with no biocide application to take care of virus and bacteria? I think it's phenomenal. We're also going to have another gentleman there named David Hart. And David is actually going to be introducing, it's like a dorm size refrigerator, and he's going to be using ozone in it. And we're going to bring our masks there, put them in the refrigerator, not a refrigerator, it's an ozone chamber, for about 30 seconds. And it sanitizes the masks.
Wow. So it's
cleaning them out so we can reuse them, so they don't all go in the dump, you know, and that's a problem right now also. And there are so many new sprayers, foggers, different devices, different ideas. There's a lot of new Bluetooth coming in. We're just really excited about the new science and technology finally coming into our industry.
You know, you bring up a very valid point. Different industries have had a lot of technology, things that have changed over time, HVAC, plumbing. I'm not just talking about computers and stuff. I'm talking about other industries. But it's nice. And think about this. This pandemic has been a horror show for many, many people. Understandably, it's something we couldn't fathom in our worst nightmares before this. And it's affected people severely. But the pluses that have come out of this is the rush to learn new things, to learn new technology, to adapt new technology. It's forced people to go back to the drawing board and say, listen, let's come up with a solution like this. I know the gentleman also said they're going to be able to turn black water into clear drinking water, which is, I have no words. It's beyond comprehension to just about anybody. I think that probably is going to listen to this. You could take very soiled, dirty black water and turn it to drinking water. Again, in bad times, good things happen, and good things have come about in the industry. And coming to a place like the experience in Charleston, if you're on the Eastern Seaboard, hell, if you're anywhere else in the United States, just get on a plane, you know, take some precautions. I just got on a plane from Florida. It was nothing. It was no big deal. Come out. You're going to see this stuff live. If you don't, you could see the magazine and that's nice. You can see it online and go, wow, that's pretty. That looks special. Unless you can feel it and learn it and talk to these doctors and people that are going to be there, the representatives are going to be there, you're not going to fully understand how the products work, how they can benefit you, how they can benefit your customers, how they can benefit everybody in general across the globe.
Well, and be first in line to be able to order the products.
That's the key.
Because they're going to take orders at the show. They're not inexpensive, but boy, I tell you what, they are a huge game changer. Everywhere
you talk about huge game changers, any risk with game changing technology, no matter what it happens to be, requires an investment. Anybody wants to be, you could be two things in this world. You could be first to market or best to market. Okay. If you're first to market, you're going to be ahead of your competitors no matter what. So if you have a particular item that is first to the market that people are not seeing, you're basically the guy selling the best feeling, I got to say, a toilet paper in town to a bunch of people that are not getting good toilet paper. You are getting the best solution. That's the best way analogy I can think of when it comes to it. If you are the best, great, but you're going to have to wait till somebody else kind of slows down their marketing. That may be 10, 15, 20 years where they've already mastered the market because they came first to market. So first or best? First is better, I can tell you, because you're hitting the market quicker. So being able to be there to learn about these different things and learn about this new technology that is mind-blowing. You know, I just think about, I've even right here, I've got a little mixing board that basically runs my entire business with a laptop. To do what I'm doing right now, back in the 90s, would require a radio room or a TV studio with a huge crew and a huge cast, yet I've got a computer, I've got basically $250, $300 camera right here in front of me that has incredible audio quality. I've got a mixer that can change my voice to sound as deep as it wants or as light as I want. I've got a computer, a MacBook Pro. That's technology now. But 25 years ago, that technology was huge and cost $500,000. I can tell you, I don't have $500,000. I got a couple $1,000s worth of stuff here. It's all pro gear, and I'm still able to do it. You have to figure out what's working best for you. And coming to shows like this, trade shows, you're going to be the first to experience, no pun intended, these types of things, these types of items, these types of things that can be, like you said yourself, game changers in your business.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, that's very exciting, but there's so many great things going on in the program. Everybody now is probably starting to hear about GBAC, the Global Biorisk Advisory Council. Well, I've got two of the leaders from GBAC coming to talk. Dr. Gavin McGregor Skinner, he's one of the leading authorities on anything to do with this pandemic virus and bacteria. Gavin was on the Trump advisory team. And so he's got a lot of information. He's been traveling the U.S. just advising state by state, you know, what precautions to take, how to work. But he's also been training buildings all over the United States on how to clean the buildings properly and how to open safely. So, I mean, this is a great opportunity to meet one of the leading authorities. And he's with Jeff Jones. If you've never met Jeff Jones, you got to meet Jeff. He is a certified bioforensic restoration guy. And he came up with this whole idea, this whole concept of, you know, forensic operations and being ready if there is some type of pandemic. What's the bio risk? And so he's from our industry and a great guy to meet. And then our friends at R&R Magazine are putting together a panel just of contractors like all of us across the country. What happened during the pandemic? What lessons did they learn? And so there's five contractors and Michelle doing a panel. And I'm really excited to meet all of those people because it's great. And of course, you already mentioned Howard Partridge, and yes, I can't tell you how excited we are to have Howard there. But we also have Dr. Eugene Cole coming.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've met Gene Cole, but he's been my go-to guy for at least 25 years.
That's awesome.
And when there's something going on with mold or bacteria or virus, Dr. Cole was teaching at BYU and doing heavy research with the EPA on, you know, all these specific conditions. This may be his last time to speak on a program. He's getting ready to retire. Right. And so what a great opportunity to learn from the best of the best in the industry. So, you know, I can go on and name all these people that are coming in, but wow, I'm just really excited to have the expertise level that we have coming in, both in cleaning and in restoration. It really is a great group of people to learn from.
Now, let's just take for 1 second. There's people like me, been in the industry for a long time, okay? Never gone to the show. Through our own ignorance, there's no other excuse for it, just not going. For whatever reason that is, what would you say to a person like myself, even though I'm going, and you should too as well, but what do you say to somebody that has never been to a trade show? Let's just say they're a newbie. They're maybe only, you know, a year into the industry, 2 years into the industry. From my experience at Jim and Lee's event back in the early, mid-2000s when I was there, it was huge for me to be able to go to those events and find out about new tech. Cliff Zlotnick was right there. You get to ask an icon like Cliff, the inventor of Microban, which is, nobody knew what it was back then. Now it's on everything, okay? It's in everything. It's in every material. I don't think he even owns a company, but this is the guy that designed stuff. You'd sit there and be able to interact with that person and get information and go, okay, how should I present this? What am I saying right? What am I saying stupid? What am I saying that can get me in trouble? Or what do I need to know that I can educate my customers with more? Those are the advantages of being there at a show, at a trade show. You can get and ask those people that you could never ask, otherwise, right there. And you can get a real answer in real time on what you're doing, because they can also read your motion and read how you're asking a question and then answer the question appropriately based on what you said. You can't do that on, it's like reading a text the wrong way. If you read a text, you're going to look at it and go, did he say that? No, I don't think he did. Well, he might have answered your question, but it's through a text or through an email, through a message. It's not the same as learning it in person with another person. That is my long-winded experience at the only trade shows I've ever gone to. And they were tiny, but they were impactful to me. I met some unbelievable people, including obviously Jim and Lee, were always very gracious hosts and incredible human beings at best. But that changed me personally. And I came from running multi-million dollar year companies before I ever started my own. And it changed me in a big way. I can't fathom what this would be like for somebody that had only been in this a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years, that's never gone to any of this. They've had the interaction online. They've had truck mount forms, Mikey's board, whatever that happens to be. They get that information and go, that's great. But I have never seen anything online that has had an impact as being in the room with the people that actually can answer the questions and teach it to you and explain it to you in person.
Well, what I can tell you is that these instructors will have a great impact on you. But getting to be friends with other people in the industry that are just like you, going through the same experience as you are, having the same issues or victories, that's the real value of the show, is networking, learning what other people are doing, how they're doing it, what contracts they're using, what systems they're using, walking down the aisles of the trade show hall and seeing the new technology and running into one of these new guys. And he says, I started using that tool last year. Here's what I like about it. And they go in the booth and he picks up the tool and starts showing you all the parts and pieces the salesperson may not want you to see. And that's really, really valuable. We're not just education. We do a lot of social activity also. So we have cocktail receptions every night. We do live music one of the nights. It's an opportunity to network with others in the industry. And that may be the most valuable thing you'll get out of our show. Coming from the classroom, I always say take home three or four things that you learned new that you saw hands-on or whatever it is. Don't try to implement everything, but collect as many business cards as you can. Meet as many great people that are at the show just like you. Because that's going to be invaluable down the road. You have a big disaster going on somewhere and you need help. You know all these guys. Right. They're coming to the show. You know they're educated. You know they're certified. Those are the guys you can turn to. So while I love the education, the networking is so valuable and learning from each other is so incredible. As I was involved with the standards committee, I went to every meeting, right? And I'd sit in the room. I just took notes, man. I tell you what, I was with the smartest people in the whole world, and I learned so much valuable information from them that I'm able to share. But, you can't pick up a book. You can't get on a Zoom call and learn it all.
No.
You got to be there. You got to do it. You got to try it.
If you're anybody's listening to this, and there are people I know that are listening to this that are musicians, I belong to an organization called NAMM. And NAMM is the music version, musical instruments version to what you're doing. And it's at Vegas every year. And then they have one out east. It's very similar. Huge, huge. And sometimes they have it in California. Massive conference. And you go to it. And the reason that musicians do it is they get to see people. They go, wow, that's the bass player. That's I'm watching this iconic musician. I get to see Slash if you're a guitar player. I get to see Eric Clapton. I get to see whatever. Nathan East if you're a bass player. You get to see and listen to all these people, and you get to literally ask them a question you could never ask them
Now I want to go with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome experience. I've been a musician my whole life. So going, I have friends that I never have. I just call and say, hey, you want to go to NAMM? Okay, we'll go. It's never been an issue to go. And you're supposed to be a music retailer to do it. But if you're a musician and you have connections with different people, you do. And over the years, you play long enough, you get some endorsements and sponsorships. And you really do it just for fun. And that's what it is for me. That's my quote unquote therapy. But it's no different than going to a trade show like this and going, hey, you know, I remember Kurt Bolden and going to a show one time. Kurt was there. Rest in peace, Kurt. And he had just come out with the Extreme Extractor. Yep. And this was like you're meeting Kurt. Now, Kurt's a rare guy. God bless him. He was an authentic individual, big guy, just heart the size of, I guess you want to say, Missouri, where he's from. And just
Indianapolis.
I'm sorry. Indianapolis. I think, wait a minute there for 1 second. So he's from the Midwest. Probably should have just said that to play it safe. But he was an iconic figure. If you ever met him, and I had a lot of people that work with me that I would train out, a lot of my technicians, right down to my general manager that I'd send out there and have them do the commercial drying specialist or ASD classes, whatever it was. They'd always come back like, wow. Years later, we were doing internet classes and doing stuff, and I never got that same response. Yes, you can get all the technical information. You can get all the proper information. And Jeremy Reitz, to his credit, does an incredible job with his.
Yes,
he seriously does, but there is nothing like going to a live event. And at the end of the day, you're bringing up this over and over, and it's the truth. It's the networking. It's the opportunities. It's the network you build with people. It's the relationships you build with people. Larry, we are just about our 30 minutes. That went very quickly. And I'd like our listeners, please leave the listeners with something that they should know about this event that maybe we haven't discussed. And of course, information about it. I'm going to tag it in the show notes. I'm going to put the website and all the links. It's going to go across all the platforms, but feel free.
There's two live demonstrations in the exhibit hall you definitely want to attend. One of them is hosted by the largest manufacturer of floor covering in the world, Shaw Industries. Sean Bisseon is going to be in there running that area, and he's bringing in Scott Warrington also, another icon of the industry, and Daryl Hagen, who's the National Shaw Technical Services Director, will be there. I mean, how do you get access to these guys? He's going to be there teaching you hands-on. You want to get some Shaw business? Get to know Daryl. He's going to be looking for good people all over the world. And then we build a flood house in the trade show hall. Mm. And our flood house is run by Barry Costa. Nice. You don't know about our flood house. The idea is we build a house, we flood it, and then we teach people hands-on how to do restoration work the right way with the latest technology, latest ideas, latest standard of care. So those are some great things, obviously, to get involved in. Our show registration is open. You can get to it at experiencetheevents.com. Our main hotel, our host hotel, is attached to the convention center. It's the Embassy Suites. And that hotel is filling up really fast right now. Probably 10 days will be completely full. So there's other hotels around the area. But if you stay there, breakfast is included. And we do receptions every night. We're partnering with the Embassy Suites. We'll be giving you drink tickets from the Embassy Suites for free drinks at the cocktail reception. You'll want to stay there anyway because it's so convenient. And in that reception area, you'll meet hundreds of other people in the industry. Great place to network. So we're really excited to have a show again. We invite you to come join us. It really is a fun time. And really, that's our goal. We want everybody to have a great experience when they're there. And I can't tell you, Rob, how much I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. And boy, I can't wait to meet you in person.
100%, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you personally for all you do for the industry, because without it, this just probably wouldn't exist and it would be a shame. And having this as a resource is something you need to go treasure, learn, and grow your business and your life for that matter in the end of the day. So thank you so much for joining me again. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you also for listening to us or watching us on YouTube with a brand new episode of the Service Without Excuses podcast. I will be bringing some of this stuff with me to the experience because one of my friends, John Burdick, actually said I should bring some of the stuff and with me. So you never know. I might actually want to record some people there and maybe you'll be on the podcast. It's very possible. So it's growing leaps and bounds much faster. And we just got our official first major sponsor. So we appreciate that. And again, sir, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you very, very much and look forward to seeing your audience at our show.
You too, sir. Thank you.